The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private. Trust Ireland's leading private hospitals with locations nationwide, including Dublin, Cork and Limerick.
This is News Talk.
Now, Ireland's most beloved dolphin, Fungi, has been missing exactly a week now. The bottlenose dolphin was first sighted in Dingle Harbour in 1983 and remained there for 37 years. And locals are still holding out hope after a number of possible sightings at Slayhead, at Inch, at Kells and Ballyferriter in West Kerry. Local Fianna Fáil councillor Brendan Fitzgerald is calling for financial supports and other measures for fishermen and businesses in West Kerry should Fungi not return. Well, back in 2018, our reporter Siobhan Mulqueen headed to Dingle to see how much Fungi actually means to the community, and there she met a man called Paul from Dorset who made his way to Kerry a couple of times a year to spend time with Fungi in the bay. He took Siobhan out on his small motorboat to experience what it's like to meet Fungi up close and personal.
A couple of life jackets in there we should put on. Okay, so if you put your arm in there.
I'm Paul. And I've been coming to Ireland now for 11 years. Basically, just I come out here to see Fungi. I'm from Dorset, England, so I travel probably it's 15 hours door-to-door to get here and 15 hours door-to-door to get home, so you have to be a little bit dedicated to do that four or five times a year.
What made you keep coming back here year on year?
Yeah, the first time I came was purely for a holiday. Having spent 2 weeks in Dingle with a small boat playing with Fungi, it was just such a exhilarating, unique, one-off sort of experience. You had to just say, well, let's see what happens if you just keep coming back. The relationship that you build up with Fungi is it's real, it's not false, it is really quite strong. You've got to remember, right now we're out on a nice sunny day. There can be anything from one boat out here to 20 boats out here. When you start coming in the winter and it's rain, it's hail, it's 4-6 winds, you've got 4-foot waves and you're still coming out and interacting with Fungi, that's when your bond really starts to get strong. You're really one-on-one with him then.
People can relate to him and they want to mind him.
Yes, provided people still understand that he's a wild dolphin, because sometimes people come out here and they ask the same questions. Do you feed him? Is he captured? You know, is he a captive dolphin? And sometimes people come over here very naive of the reality. He's completely wild. He is very human and boat orientated. Why he stays in this place, we don't know. He lives wild out here, and when he's in a really happy, playful mood, trust me, it is like being in Disneyland. We don't make that happen. All we do is we interact with him, and it's when he's in the right frame of mind, he's just electric.
Why do you think he has stayed here for so long?
Well, my simple answer to that is, if
look at him.
He's right next to us now. Here's a dolphin right next to us.
Look, he's right under the boat, sir.
If Cork Harbour could have a dolphin day there, they'd have one. Dublin.
Wow.
Every harbour in the world would have a Fungi if they could.
Woo-woo!
Hello, Fungi! And this is not play. This is us mooching around. This is just he wants to be close to the boat. He chooses to do this. We didn't go looking for him. He swam over to us.
Then in terms of tourism here, how do you think he has coped with that over the years?
There are times when I'm out here and there are a lot of boats out here. They all want a good look at Fungi. Yeah. Sometimes you can be out here in the summer, middle of summer, and it looks a little bit much. I got to say, the ferrymen are all very respectful of him. If he didn't actually enjoy it or like it, this is a big ocean. He could swim away a couple of miles, they'd never find him.
Really?
His burst speed's 18 knots. The top speed that the ferries do out here is 10. If you watch now, he'll be showing himself. He's showing himself because he enjoys this. Dolphins are a very sociable animal. This is his social scene. What keeps him sane, like it would be anybody in the company, is the people and the boats that come out here. If he didn't have, you know, something to live for, you know, it would probably shorten his life.
And that's Paul from Dorset, who used to visit Fungi a couple of times a year, talking to our reporter, Siobhan Mulqueen. And we'll keep you updated for sightings of Fungi should they occur.